Oh, by the way, today's the last day for you to win your Christmas party on the show. It's the last one with the Mardyke Entertainment Complex. We're giving this away a little bit later on. Yesterday, we actually gave it away to somebody who was working from home. Because to be fair, thousands of you are still working remotely.
It's true, actually.
You know?
Yeah.
And I thought it'd be quite nice for somebody to win it from home. And then you round up your friends. It was a bit of a strange one because this fella works in a major company that has a lot of money. It was Kevin, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Hey, Kevin, how's it going?
Good, know yourself?
Not too bad at all. Not too bad. So, Kevin, where do you work?
for Apple.
You work for Apple.
Yeah, yeah.
What's it like up there at the moment? You have to bring your own toilet roll to work.
No, I'm literally at home. I've only been up there, I'd say, probably 10 times.
Yeah, okay.
He works from home.
I'd say things are fairly tight up there at the moment, Kevin.
Yeah.
I just wonder if that's the case. If they
have to bring their own toilet roll.
Bring their own Jack's roll, knives and forks, everything. Organise your own Christmas party. Lads, we have 13 billion to recoup here, you know?
Yeah, I'd say all the perks are gone, lads.
The new iPhone 16, now retailing for €47,000.
Yeah.
This is the week of the 13 billion. Remember this week, this second week in September.
Yeah.
It will forever be known. I think we need to have a national holiday off the back of it.
Absolutely we do.
St. Billion's Day. Will we call it that?
St. Billion's Day, yeah.
Yeah. And St. Billion's Day should be... When did we get the news? It was Monday, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Yeah. St. Billion's Day. We all get a day off. In fact, we do a whole weekend.
I'd love that.
And billionaires pay for it.
Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah.
You get to do loads of really cool things.
So we have the Friday and the Monday and the whole weekend off. And it's free food, free gas, free entry to everything.
It's all inclusive across the whole of your city or town.
Whatever you want to do for St. Billion's weekend. And the boys pick... And we can tap into the Apple money.
We can.
Imagine if they gave that money to me and went, it's up to you to... It's up to you to distribute it.
You'd do a good job, I'd say.
I tell you, Cork, you wouldn't know what's coming.
Yes.
First thing I would do.
Yeah.
A massive inflatable slide at the top of Patrick's Hill. All the way down over Panna Bridge, up Patrick Street. You whip a left at the back of Penny's and it stops right outside the door of the Brogue.
There you go.
How's that for an idea?
That sounds all right.
And these are, and they have these idiots running the country and we have stuff like that we could be doing. Do you know what I mean? If you're in favour of St. Billion's weekend, please
get in touch with the show.
I'm actually not joking. Now the more that I think about it, I think
it's a great idea.
This could be a national holiday.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah,
it's one of the biggest momentous occasions in history in terms of.
It's pretty big financially. It's pretty big
for the country.
Yeah,
you know, the Irish government went, "Ah, lads, you're grand. You don't need to give it. No, we'll be fine. We don't want 13 billion. Hold on to your money." And then the European government said, or the European court said, no, you're paying it.
Yeah, because it's against the law if you don't.
Absolutely.
I'd like a really nice outdoor swimming pool in Cork.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love that now.
Well, you've got the Lee. Now, the only problem is you'll knock your head off a Dunstores trolley. Like, that's Other than that, I'm sure it'll be grand.
Yeah.
Just a little gentle reminder as well. At Red FM, we've teamed up with Piata this week. We had World Suicide Prevention Day the other day. Thank you to each and every one of you that got involved in that and just made donations online or right across the day. Today is actually Piata's National Collection Day. So there's always reason to reach out for help. They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And last year, they answered 3 million minutes of potentially life-saving calls.
Wow.
Which is absolutely incredible. Your support makes it possible. Your donations can still be taken. redfm.ie/donate. Please get involved.
Yeah.
Please help us out. We want to hand over a massive check over to Piata and help them to continue to do the incredible work that they do. So redfm.ie/donate if you want to get involved. Anyway, everybody. I tell you, that was a long week. And it was a bonkers week.
It was, yeah.
So much things happened that we were talking about on the show this week. The nicest man in music shocked the whole world. I got another confession. Yes, he did. Now, Dave Grohl of Foo Fighters fame, they have tracked it back to his tour in Australia.
Have they?
Yeah.
Struth,
right. Mate. So he's going to be doing some very long flights with packets of wipes and nappies to be part of that.
He's
debate.
A flaming galah.
That was showbiz shock story number one. What was your highlight of the week, Roar?
Donald Trump's meltdown.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I have to narrow that down. Dogs and cats. They're eating the dogs.
Eating the cats.
Eating the cats.
And then bringing in the Simpsons.
I want to talk. Not going to be Aurora or Springfield. A lot of towns don't want to talk about it because they're so embarrassed by it. In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets.
Come here, boy. Put that prowler down. Come here. Come on, boy. Dog.
So, single-handedly, the strangest clip of the week.
So weird.
Yeah.
How do people
we
vote
don't
for
know.
Him?
Yeah.
They will continue to vote. He'll still have like 70 million votes off the back of this election when it happens. America, I just don't get you.
No.
You're fabulous and fascinating and utterly bonkers in the same sentence. But
yeah.
Anyway, we'll keep an eye on that one. But I love this one. We're the sauce on your
so good.
So it looks like we're back in war again with Keith Duffy. So we spoke to Keith during the week on the show. You can hear it again tomorrow on the Red FM Breakfast Show Rewind between 7 and 9. But he's kicked off the war again. So he did an interview with Joe.E. He was doing a thing with Brian McFadden.
That's
talking
right,
about the
yeah.
whole boys' life thing.
Yeah.
And the tire land thing popped up. The whole video is called the story behind Keith Duffy's incredible tire land video.
Yeah.
I'd love to take the credit for, you know, Tireland, but it was actually a couple of DJs down in Cork Radio. They had a mimic to slag me off when I was doing an interview. They start singing Tireland down the phone because it's a great concept. I said, it is, yeah, lovely. On the phone, we've got a great idea. I rang my partner. I said, we've got a great idea. We're going to do this ad. The Six Nations is coming up. We do this Tireland. He thought it was great. We put a budget together. I called in George McMahon, a good friend of mine. I got on the phone to Peter. I got Shane Bourne. And you know what? We shot it in about 2 hours, and it just came out great.
I never got a call, by the way. No.
We wanted proper singers.
Yeah. There you go. He couldn't even give us a mention. He couldn't even mention the name of the show.
Who's the other DJ?
Well, obviously that's you.
Me?
You.
Am I a DJ?
You're a DJ now, mate.
I'm a DJ, innit?
You're a DJ, mate. Wow.
That's the sport with Simply Suits.
So Ronaldo has hit a billion followers on social media. That's the seventh of the planet follow him on social media.
Ridiculous.
You know what he's doing here. You know exactly what he's at. He's coming out of football soon. And then it's straight into influencer mode.
Absolutely.
Will be doing giveaways for Chadwick's.
He'll be anything. Woodies.
Hello.
Collab.
Cristiano Ronaldo here. You can win 500 ton of coal.
Like, follow, share.
Yeah. Exactly.
But surely, like, just by having 1 billion followers, you earn money. From that, like, you don't even have to do any of that stuff.
Everything he puts up, like, I mean, I think it's something like 500,000 a post or something he charges for the big corporate companies and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling
stuff.
You see,
it's not about the money, really, at that stage. It's probably about the ego.
I'd say he likes the money too.
Yeah, he's got enough, though. Kenny's right, though. He's got enough.
Yeah, he does.
But I just think even he doesn't need to do any of this PR stuff.
Yeah.
I think just by having 1 billion followers, like that presence, surely that would give you like just millions into the account.
You're jumping the queue. You're jumping the queue in Lennox's with that kind of a following, aren't you? You really are. Lads and ladies, we have something pretty exciting. Another big thing we're doing on the station over the last couple of months. Red FM's next big radio star. There will be 6 finalists out of hundreds and hundreds of entries. 6 finalists will be on the air for 6 months. They'll do a month each, and then one of them is going to get their very own show.
That's brilliant.
Hugely exciting. And we need to make the very first call. Hello.
How are you?
I'm looking for Emer.
Yeah, this is Emer.
Do I have the correct Emer? Emer Hallahan, is that right?
Yes, this is Emer Hallahan.
Emer Hallahan, future radio star.
Well, I don't know about that.
Emer, this is KC Conan from Red FM. The reason I'm making this call is because I know that you were involved in our huge campaign for radio's next big star. Yes. You took part in the audition rounds. Where did you take part?
In Mahon Point.
In Mahon Point. And you met Lenny and you met Mark and you went in. And what exactly did you have to do?
So I basically went in and I did kind of like a little mock show, essentially. So we had the little deck there and the microphone and the headphones and everything. So yeah, that's kind of what we did. And we did a little run through and it was brilliant. I loved it.
You enjoyed it. Have you ever done radio before?
No, never before.
This is some good news for you, because I'm just ringing to let you know that you are through to the grand final of our next big radio star. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Oh my God, that's actually crazy. Thank you so much.
Yeah, out of the hundreds of entries we've had for this, and we had some incredible talent, you are in the grand final and we're so excited for you. So I hope that's good news for you.
Oh, it's definitely good news. Oh my God, if it wasn't for my fiancé Jack, I definitely wouldn't have even entered. He made me do it, so I'm so happy.
Oh, Jack pushed you into it?
Oh, he literally saw it and he was like, this is for you. You have to do this.
I love it.
It's all down to him, really.
When your partner knows what's good for you, that's a sign of a healthy relationship. Emer, congratulations.
Thank you.
We can't wait to meet you in the next round, and well done.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up, Cork's Good Times.
Red FM.
Oh, by the way, today's the last day for you to win your Christmas party on the show. It's the last one with the Mardyke Entertainment Complex. We're giving this away a little bit later on. Yesterday, we actually gave it away to somebody who was working from home. Because to be fair, thousands of you are still working remotely.
It's true, actually.
You know?
Yeah.
And I thought it'd be quite nice for somebody to win it from home. And then you round up your friends. It was a bit of a strange one because this fella works in a major company that has a lot of money. It was Kevin, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Hey, Kevin, how's it going?
Good, know yourself?
Not too bad at all. Not too bad. So, Kevin, where do you work?
for Apple.
You work for Apple.
Ah! Yeah, yeah.
What's it like up there at the moment? You have to bring your own toilet roll to work.
No, I'm literally at home. I've only been up there, I'd say, probably 10 times.
Yeah, okay.
He works from home.
But, I'd say things are fairly tight up there at the moment, Kevin.
No.
I just wonder if that's the case.
If they have to bring their own toilet roll.
Bring their own Jack's roll, knives and forks, everything. Organise your own Christmas party. Lads, we have 13 billion to recoup here,
I'd say all the perks are gone, lads.
The new iPhone 16, now retailing for €47,000.
Yeah.
This is the week of the 13 billion. Remember this week, this second week in September.
Yeah.
It will forever be known. I think we need to have a national holiday off the back of it.
Absolutely we do.
St. Billions Day. Will we call it that?
St. Billions Day, yeah.
Yeah. And St. Billions Day should be... When did we get the news? It was Monday, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Yeah. St. Billions Day. We all get a day off. In fact, we do a whole weekend.
I'd love that.
And billionaires pay for it.
Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah.
You get to do loads of really cool things.
So we have the Friday and the Monday and the whole weekend off. And it's free food, free gas, free entry to everything.
It's all inclusive across the whole of your city or town.
Whatever you want to do for St. Billions weekend. And the boys pick... And we can tap into the Apple money.
We can.
Imagine if they gave that money to me and went, it's up to you to... It's up to you to distribute it.
You'd do a good job, I'd say.
I tell you, Cork, you wouldn't know what's coming.
Yes.
First thing I would do.
Yeah.
A massive inflatable slide at the top of Patrick's Hill. That you once you hop on it.
So much fun, yeah.
Once you hop on it, slide arse front all the way down over Panna Bridge, up Patrick Street. You whip a left at the back of Penny's and it stops right outside the door of the Brogue.
There you go.
How's that for an idea?
That sounds all right.
And these are, and they have these idiots running the country, and we have stuff like that we could be doing. Do you know what I mean? If you're in favour of St. Billions Weekend, please
get in touch with the show.
I'm actually not joking. Now the more that I think about it, I think
it's a great idea.
This could be a national holiday.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah,
it's one of the biggest momentous occasions in history in terms of.
It's pretty big financially. It's pretty big
for the country.
Yeah,
you know, the Irish government went, ah, lads, you're grand. You don't need to give it. No, we'll be fine. We don't want 13 billion. Hold on to your money. And then the European government said, or the European court said, no, you're paying it.
Yeah, because it's against the law if you don't.
Absolutely. Any ideas for St. Billion's weekend, please? 086 8104 106.
I'd like a really nice outdoor swimming pool in Cork.
Oh yeah,
I'd love that now.
Well, you've got the Lee. Now the only problem is you'll knock your head off a Dunstore's trolley. Like that's and you'd have issues with the three-eyed mullet.
You would.
The nuclear mullet like the Simpsons that swim in the Lee. Other than that, I'm sure it'll be grand.
Yeah. And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
Did you read this story on the front of the Sun this morning about the FAI programme?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Some of the names are spectacularly incorrect. Dario is my favourite one.
That's what
which
I
we
said.
Can't say out loud on
Let
the
me give you the story. Yeah. The embattled FAI has gone viral again. Well done, lads. This time in Latvia after scoring a massive own goal with their players' names. So the under-21 clash happened on Tuesday and they printed a match programme where they listed some of the Latvian players. Okay? Now, obviously...
So bad.
Obviously, did they write their name wrong, or what?
I think they stuck it in Google Translate or used the AI or something, and this is what came up.
So they printed these guys' names as Robert the Liar, Robert the Liar, Dario SH1T, and Bruno the Black.
Oh, lads! Yeah.
Oh my God!
Not to forget, Gleb liked it.
They called somebody Gleb liked it. What?
Oh man, it's too
And
funny.
At this point, here's Roy Keane referencing the FAI from last week.
Last few years, we know the problems with lack of quality. There's a lot of good people at the FAI, but the people who are making the decisions probably couldn't organise a up in a brewery. Honestly,
that's one way of putting it.
A pee up in a brewery, lads. Red FM weather. They're telling us this morning that touching wood is not just for bringing you good luck, it can also have a calming effect.
Sorry, what?
Say experts, stroking a table or kitchen surfaces. Do you do that? Do you say touch wood and touch it? I do it all the time.
I do, but I touch my head.
Okay. Well, no jokes there, Pinocchio. So, stroking the table, touching a kitchen surface will have the same calming effect on our nerves as petting an animal, they say, which is absolutely incredible. So they've done a load of research into the act of touching wood.
So touching wood will keep you calm.
Touching cloth won't. In my experience.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
6:42 is the time. Friday morning VIPs. What have we got, Vic?
There's so much going on. We have to talk about Bon Jovi first. This is all over the press.
Oh, yeah.
Bon Jovi and I think it was his wife, if not his wife, an assistant, talked a lady off coming down off a bridge in, I think it was Pennsylvania.
He looked like he was out for a walk.
Yeah, he was out for a stroll and they saw a lady standing obviously on the wrong side of the bridge, about to jump in. And him and his assistant or whoever he was with managed to talk the lady down off the bridge, got her back onto the ground, and then obviously got her the help that she needed. And obviously he's being lauded as a bit of a hero, as he should be.
And when you're watching the video, you can see how gently he approaches her. He doesn't just go running over to startle her.
No.
He's like, he's got his hand out and he's talking to her, but like gently approaching her not to...
He's quite away from her at first, isn't he?
Yeah.
He doesn't crowd her at all, right.
He's got perfect awareness of what he needs to do.
Absolutely.
As well. Same thing I witnessed coming into work, oh God, 8-9 years ago. Driving down the South Link and there was a guy standing over the bridge. You know the bridge that connects Toker and brings you over across Toker? He was standing on the outside of the bridge but holding onto it.
Oh God.
Like, you know, it's a 12-foot drop.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And like I stopped the car and I got out and I said, are you okay? And he was like, no, just keep driving. Just get away, just keep driving. And I was there for probably about 10 seconds, I'd say. And then two squad cars came from either side.
Okay.
And both guards took over. And I was watching the way that they approached him and the way they took him down and they convinced him to come back over the bridge and told him he's going to get all the help he needs and everything will be all right. But again, when people are in those mental states and they're not, you know, they're not themselves. They're completely out of their own mind, you know.
So it has to be, I don't know if Bon Jovi's been trained, but he certainly knew how to approach that situation and hats off to him.
Yeah, legend.
All the stuff coming from the VMAs, this is a bit of an interesting one. So Chapel Rowan, you know, she has the huge song out in the charts at the minute. Goodbye, My Love, isn't it? Goodbye.
Good luck, babe.
Good luck, babe.
Yeah. Take a guess at that, Vic. Good luck to you, babe.
Well, she had a bit of an altercation with a few photographers on the red carpet. She obviously doesn't like being photographed or being told what to do too much.
Mm-hmm.
And this was kind of what happened. If you listen, you can hear her in the background giving out. That's
okay.
her at
kind
the
of.
end.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
She was telling the photographers to F off, basically. They were all shouting her name, trying to get a photo, trying to get them to look in their direction.
And what was happening was her assistant was trying to sort her dress out, you see. Mm-hmm. And they were telling her to turn around, because she was facing the other way and the assistant was trying to sort the dress out. And she wasn't very pleased. She lashed out. And then she was asked later on to explain what actually happened. This is what she said.
Oh, this is when her publicist goes, listen, you need to mop this up.
Yeah.
Quite overwhelming and quite scary. I think for someone who gets a lot of anxiety around people yelling at you. The carpet is horrifying. I yelled back. You don't get to yell at me like that. It's easier for me to stand up for myself. I'm not taking this for the rest of my career. I've been famous for like 1 month. This is not how it's gonna go, girl.
Yeah, she said she doesn't want to take photos with anyone. She doesn't want to be approached by anybody. She's definitely got issues going on with social anxiety or something because she doesn't want to be around people.
Yeah, and
it's a tough job to be in if that's...
Because that's what you are. You're around everyone. Yeah. Yeah, and she did come out before as well and speak about the fans, how she can appreciate that people like her music, but they can't really obviously get up close and personal. So yeah, there probably is issues around anxiety, and she has only been famous for a short while. She's right, but I guess she's had a huge rise to fame, you know.
Yeah, good album though if you're looking for some
Absolutely.
New music. 6:46 is the time. Is that yourself, John?
Hey, this is John Bon Jovi, and me and my friend KC are spinning this new disc for you.
It's not a new tune. This is the 90s, John. He just keeps thinking everything is new in the 90s. Poor old John. I need to have a chat with him. All right, 6:46. 7:33 on a Friday morning. I just played Dua Lipa and mentioned her date in Dublin. So if you want to check her out, June 27th of next year. And if you stay listening to Cork's Good Times Red FM, we're going to give you some free tickets. I'm not going to tell you when, but we have them for you, all right? Before they go on sale. So Dua Lipa fans, Red FM all day, every day. We'll get you to the gig. Hey. Hey, Spud.
Hey.
7:02, Kelly is sitting down before she reads her news as a professional news journalist broadcaster. And I'm calling her in the intercom because I'm in the ad break. Clock is ticking. I have 40 seconds. I can't see her. And I look around the window and she's leaning up against the wall with her eyes closed.
Is she?
She's just kind of getting in the zone.
Bless.
And I was like, she was hiding. You know when you have a little pet hamster at home, they go missing, but they're under a load of hay. It was kind of, that's what it looked like.
We should get her some hay for the news studio.
Yeah, that would be good. Aww. Thanks, guys.
And
yeah.
she just came back in the intercom and said, Casey, I'm just wrecked.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, Kelly, what age are you?
I'm 28.
28.
Same age as me.
So I asked Kelly to put together a list of things that she did yesterday, which quantifies been wrecked today.
Okay.
And then we're going to do a comparison.
All right, let's do it.
All right, let's see what happened. Okay, let's go.
Okay, I've made a very quick list here now.
Yeah.
Okay.
One, I went to work.
Right.
Okay.
Two, I met a friend for coffee.
Okay.
Three, I returned something that I bought online.
How did you return it? Back to the post office?
Yeah, back to Dunn's.
Oh, back to Dunn's.
Yeah, go on.
I walked to the gym.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to walk home from the gym.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. I made dinner and caught up with my housemates.
Right.
I watched the last episode of The Perfect Couple on Netflix.
Exhausting. Wow.
Which was, you know, taxing.
Absolutely.
A shower and skincare, number 8.
Yep.
9, caught up on the VMAs, outfits and clips.
Okay.
Okay.
And then bed. It was a busy day.
What time did we hit the hay at?
Oh, like half 9, 9:45.
Oh, that was full on. That.
Yeah,
yeah. That sounds exhausting.
I mean, to be 28 again and to have to do all of those stuff across.
You'd be knackered.
You wouldn't. Wouldn't you just be wrecked?
Oh, I'm wrecked.
Absolutely. Oh, I'd say you are, absolutely. Yeah.
Need a little lie down, love.
Yeah. In fact, you know what? Take the rest of the show off, Vic.
Do.
Vic will do you used to do news, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. You take the day off. Catch up on that sleep after yesterday's exhausting day.
You're so mean to me.
Love you, baby, Kelly. Red FM
Breakfast. With KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
time to give away our very last Christmas party of the week for the Mardyke Entertainment Complex. I've got three lines flashing here in front of me.
Yeah.
Three companies that have been going hell for leather, but one company has pipped the post with the most votes.
Yeah.
Let's say hello to... Hello, Nikki.
Hello.
You've won.
Yay.
Yay.
Brilliant.
Thank you so much.
Nikki, where are you working?
I'm working in endoscopy in the Mercy.
Endoscopy in the Mercy. Yeah. So it was how many? Like, this is for 15 people now. I'm sure there's way more than 15 up there.
We'll have plenty more than that, definitely. Yeah.
Penalty shootout will get the top 15.
We'll make it work.
So endoscopy. I presume it's called endoscopy because it, you know, your rear end and whatnot. Am I wrong? Or is that, am I being really ignorant?
It's up, down, everywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Scope. Okay.
We're very nice in here.
I can imagine so.
You are, yeah.
Does this mean myself and Vic are going to get a 2-for-1 offer as well? But...
I wouldn't say no, actually.
Save you from ringing Dino Rod, won't it? Well, listen, congratulations. You're going to have an amazing night out. You're going to go to the Mardyke. We have the in-flight sociable darts food Christmas party for people, for 15 of you. You can do all the other incredible things at Barcadia. You can check out the music bingo. You can check out the karaoke.
Yeah.
But have a great night on a night that suits when you can all get together.
Yeah.
Have a little get together just before Christmas. And thank you, Nikki and gang.
Yeah.
No, thank you very much. And thanks to our manager, Aisling, for getting us all to vote in and getting us going.
Aisling, Hallie,
Well done, gang. Aisling, Hallie, and all the crew. And thanks for having us on down in the hospital as well. We do appreciate
it.
Have a great weekend. Good luck, Nikki.
Thank you so much.
It's Bruno Mars and Gaga's new tune together. How are you, lads? Cork's incredible sensations, the cabin crew, continue to conquer all before them. The Late Late Show tonight.
Yeah.
The gang are going to be performing The Spark. And again, it's not like RTE to be like 9 months behind everybody else when it comes to content. But anyway, well done. Well done, booking agents.
On the ball there.
Yeah, well done. But it's going to be great for the kids. They're going to be travelling up later on today, doing The Spark. Described by The Guardian as one of the songs of the summer. And it was a song that was performed in here that Machine Gun Kelly commented on the last day. Machine Gun Kelly, is he married to...
He's not married to her. I think they were engaged. This is Megan Fox now. I think they were engaged, but they broke up. But do you remember we were talking before on the show about what his actual real name is?
Yeah.
It's like something really, really boring.
Would he be one of the Gun Kellys now from down Lisarda? Would he be Sean Gun Kelly's young lad?
Don't think so.
Yeah, very bizarre. But no, he was on the Red FM Instagram account the other night just saying, this, WTF, this is fire.
I think it's cabin crew for the next presidency.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.